USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at a bank headquarters building in downtown Cincinnati. It happened shortly after 9 a.m. local time and leaves four people dead, counting the gunman. Police Chief Elliot Isaac explains.
An individual entered the loading dock area of the building, began firing shots, then proceeded to the lobby area of the building where he was engaged by several of our officers. There were gunshots exchanged. At this point, the shooter is deceased.
No word on the shooter's ID nor his possible motive. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh being pressed by Democrats again at day three of his confirmation hearing. Senator Cory Booker threatening to violate a rule and release an email that deals with Kavanaugh's views on racial justice. Republicans quickly objecting. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A private payroll processor reporting today that 163,000 jobs were added by U.S. businesses last month. ADP says those job gains were the fewest in its survey since last October. Economists say tomorrow's jobs report from the government is expected to show a solid 189,000 jobs created. The nation's attorney general says he believes law enforcement pros are the only ones who can really reduce crime in the nation. Jeff Sessions speaking at the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation vigil held last night.
If you want crime to go up, listen to the radicals. If you want crime to go down, listen to the professionals. Listen to the police.
The co-founder of Amway Corporation, one of Michigan's biggest philanthropists, has died. Richard DeVos was 92. He suffered from complications from an infection at his home and passed surrounded by family. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code USA. But do it now.
A controversial new Nike ad featuring Colin Kaepernick will air during the NFL season opener tonight. The ad for the company featuring the former NFL quarterback who created a firestorm when he was the first to start kneeling during the national anthem before games, protesting what he sees as racial injustice. And this ad is not all Kaepernick's doing for Nike. It's part of a much larger contract, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The multi-year contract makes him one of the faces of Nike's 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign. The campaign will include billboards, commercials, and online ads. Nike will also create an apparel line for Kaepernick. Kaepernick already had a contract with Nike that was set to expire. The multi-year deal reportedly runs through 2028.
New information on the death early this year of popular Irish singer Dolores O'Riordan. A toxicology report revealing that the lead singer of the Cranberries died from drowning while intoxicated. Dolores O'Riordan was found dead in January in a bathtub of her London hotel room, her blood alcohol level four times the legal driving limit. She had also been taking medication for bipolar disorder. The death ruled accidental. Dolores O'Riordan was 46. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.